something bigger. If you don't like it, tough. It doesn't have anything to do with you. Your contribution to it is to scream about it. Either to be pandered to by your masters or ignored by them. One or the other. So it becomes this whole game of how can I force them into a position where they must pander to me? Right now, the favorite way of getting pandered to is to say that you've been systemically oppressed, right? I'm not of the proper color. I'm not of the proper shade.
I'm not. I'm white, man.
Yeah. Well, you're fine. You're a woman. Women always go through things. The men gave it to you.
I know.
What kind of morons are we? Maybe we were good guys to begin with. Getting tired of it. Chivalrousness, huh?
Sure.
Well, I was just listening to a thing, and it was like, well, I said, it's not going to last. It says if men are just getting taken advantage of and getting screamed at and told how horrible they are, I says, they'll stop.
What? They'll stop.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever happened to chivalry? You go, you guys killed it. You didn't want it. You wanted something else. You made yourself unpalatable. You go, goodbye. It's not interesting.
Yeah, because you see now how women hate men. But then, specifically in the last days, seven women would claim to one man to please, you know.
Just let us be called by your name.
Yeah.
Take care of us.
It looks like.
Well, and that's going to be, according to the scriptures, that's like the dawn of a glorious new day. You know? And you're going, wow. Huh? Well, people say that God's going to come and roast everybody. Maybe I just thought that. It's like, well, I don't think we're going to have to. I think he's going to sit back and watch itself destruct. I said, all right, I didn't have to get even involved. You guys destroyed yourselves. I gave you all the warnings of what was going to happen. Hello, good morning. So imagine you guys just blithe and let it happen. Just look at all the stuff that I punished so harshly. And you go, people don't get why I did. But I did for a really good reason. You know, homosexuality, it's a disease. It must be eradicated. Anytime you see it.
No.
It says, I think they actually do bring up transgenderism once in the scriptures. Alongside, like, witchcraft and all kinds of other weirdness. Yeah, and it was at the time. You hunt those people down and destroy them. It's like, whoa, and you go, wow, what did they ever do? And you go, apparently, it's really no, but apparently it's so destructive that it can't even be tolerated.
Oh, I know. My sister, in danger, clapping with glee, you know.
Yeah. Got one of Nemro's kids. And you go, well, you're not getting me. this is how we're going to break them all. We're going to use what little parental love is left to inject all this crap into. Sorry. Into acceptability. And you're going, that's what they've done. It says, Carolyn Pearson. But she's a classic example. She tolerated. She accepted. And then she embraced. And you're going.
I can't remember.
She'll throw away celestial life. Yeah. And it was traditional.
And now we tolerate them.
Oh, I don't know if we even tolerate them. This is now they've gotten to the point to where they are the ultimate voices of morality.
Half of us tolerate, the other half accept.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a third of us tolerate, a third accept, and a third.
Yeah.
I tolerate because there's no answer and it's me, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah. Said, but I'm not going to get involved in your little rituals. I'm just not going to do it.
I'm not going to mark you with rings. I'm not going to wear your cute little rainbow ribbon. I'm not going to make a cookie www post.
Otherwise, it gets watered down.
No.
Whatever.
The B vitamins.
Yeah.
Will block the absorption.
Oh.
Which is so you're not really getting it. It's just kind of going through.
Well, then I'd take it at night, I guess.
Well,
you know you're not going to be eating.
With this new, I guess a pain of thyroid?
Yeah.
They start to take this certain time during the day.
Okay.
Like, they start off with the brain. You take that.
Right.
But then they give you brain in a half.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to take the half kind of mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
Early to mid-afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the whole day in the afternoon.
Right.
So, feel worried about it, all this other stuff, and you can't eat until whatever. What am I going to get to eat? You know?
Is that how they solve the problem?
I don't know.
Starve you to death?
Other people manage to do it, so I just got to figure it out.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to him about it, too.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Of course, that probiotic device is, this will take it a half an hour before you eat. And it's like, okay, so, that's an hour and a half. You're taking a thyroid pill for the time before you eat. Well, I'm not doing that. It's about an hour, but...
Uh-huh.
You know, you take it out of the cell at 6:15, and... it's starting. About 45 minutes at 7 o'clock, I take my other pill, start making my food, and then grab it. So nothing's right. So if I can make myself get up to go take my pill before I get in the shower, that would help me. But I always forget. I'm glad I'm out of the shower. The first day on Saturdays when I don't get up until like 8 or 9. So, if we all get in the call, what do you think that means?
Quick time, yeah.
I know, but what
does it mean? Well, if it means anything, Lee.
Well, he's always taking their things and passing them
off. It means he can't get to a phone. I don't know. The nice thing is that it doesn't pick up if he understands.
No,
he probably doesn't. He won't leave a message.
I don't think he has it connected to the message.
Lisa.
Is he connected?
Lisa, don't worry. Got it handled.
Okay.
It is handled.
Okay.
It comes to me as an email, transcribed.
Okay.
I can listen to the sound, too. It's all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, so now they're wanting to work on it, and it's like, you did it. 10 years ago. You gotta redo it again?
Yeah. I don't know. This is good.
$90.
Can't speak to it. Look. Checking the email. I don't know if I have a good connection here. I don't think I do. No, nothing's coming yet. Okay. Wow. Is that from all the way from Wisconsin?
That's what I'm wondering.
Cool. What a job. So, I got the smokers. like, yeah. You guys want to call me? Do that. Sorry, you didn't want to call me.
Yeah, I like the way
it. Other women were just rabid about it. So yeah, have they screwed the pooch for you? Yep. You'd be hard pressed.
Uh-huh.
We used to suppose that women wanted things. But now we can't. Now you're going to have to prove it to us that you're not that kind of a person.
Well, the guy who came and opened my door for me.
Yeah?
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Well, it was me. Hope it was me sometimes.
No, the other day. Here's the code.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I ever gave those lessons to my boys. I'm sure they open a door for a girl. Surely they got it somewhere, right?
I don't know. You're surprised what you don't get anymore. You always hope society will do something good, and you go, no, pretty much they're just screwing the pooch. The audio that I didn't go back to this morning was basically Stefan Molyneux saying, don't listen to women. I'm not sure I was willing to go that far. And you go, we need to make sure we take their interests into account. This is, but we have to weigh it against everything else. They can't rule the day. It says, and that's the problem with women being in charge. Then that's all that matters, is what the women feel. It'll be done. And you go, that isn't going to work. And then they start screaming, you're being unfair. Like, let us know what you want, but know that we might not get it for you. And there might be a few reasons why we shouldn't. Narcissism is a first thing. So that was an interesting one that you didn't get to listen to, because it sounded so coarse and nasty. And it's like, well, I said, I think it's going to prove to be true. Women are meant to be protected from the harsh realities of life. And we find that when we don't do a good enough job of that, and we listen too much to what they want, we get this kind of garbage. You can't see that.
perfect.
Yeah, and you're going, shouldn't have said, just, here's what it is. I shouldn't have said that in front of you. No, that's okay. He's probably got his earphones on. Can't hear you anyways.
I know. Did they get a cold or something?
No. Like they're just sitting there calculating the cost or something.
I'm making a phone call. It's making them.
Yeah. Hey, Benito, HR director.
So,
Arizona, I think they're just new to the area.
Do you think, after I finish my doctor appointment, that I should run over to Sergeant Leon and see if he can find anything?
Sure, while you're there.
Yeah,
I don't think he goes to the office unless he knows he's got an appointment. But you can try. Oh, no, they're still going to block things off later. I think they're just keeping the darn things here. That's all. They still got to do all that work on that. It could take months.
My question is, why isn't it painted gray? It's painted gray, right?
Well, they're ultimately going to paint it. This is not painted right now. Hey. So, they're going to do more to this. They're still doing the real work. Sorry. Painting isn't a terribly big work. Necessary, but it's a nice thing. Oh, you gotta go to the car.
Okay.
good stuff. Sorry. I'm gonna screw up the plan. Okay. Love ya. Thank you. Okay. Well, I do what I need to do. She's made a beautiful sense. Okay. All right. You're a little scratchy, eh? You're fogging up?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. You are? You're just hanging there.
I love you too.
Yeah, what? How do you tell that? I love you.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm glad
to love you.
Oh.
Okay.
I love you with all my heart, LJ.
Okay,
you. Okay, have fun. Oh, I'm so sorry.